Okay, VGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Charlie Blazer called in earlier this morning, said it was clear as a bell at his place in McAlamy Hill, and now he called back just before the 7 o'clock news to say it was the heaviest fog he's ever seen in his
He said it's
place.
Definitely foggy now, and he said, he goes, hey, I got about 2 acres out here. I can barely see 200 feet ahead. So he said some of the worst fog he's seen.
All right. Again, Charlie called in before the 7 o'clock news this morning. Well, the National Weather Service has issued another winter weather advisory for the Sierra Nevada above 3,500 feet from noon until 6 p.m. Now, additional snow accumulations today will range from 2 to 6 inches above the 3,500-foot elevation. Plan on slippery road conditions. Be prepared for reduced visibility at times. Remember, a winter weather advisory means periods of snow, and be prepared for slick roads and limited visibility.
And Amador County Public Health reports 55 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total laboratory confirmed case count to 1,477. They also report one additional death since last Tuesday's update. Now, the individual who passed was a male in his 90s. The new cases include 32 males, 23 females, 6 children under 18, 33 aged 18 to 49, 8 people 50 to 64 years of age, and 8 over the age of 65. 9 cases, including Mule Creek State Prison inmates, are currently hospitalized. Now, public health officials remind us, gathering virtually or with those in your own household, the safest way to celebrate the Super Bowl this coming weekend. An outdoor viewing party where viewers can sit 6 feet apart from those they don't live with is also a safe option. Now, masking is still important to reduce the spread in our community. Amador remains in the purple tier on California's blueprint for a safer economy, moving to less restrictive tiers, linked to demonstrating to the state that our community COVID-19 activity is decreasing. Amador residents should continue testing to demonstrate that decreased activity. No-cost community COVID-19 testing will be available in Amador County Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Check the county website for more details.
And Amador Public Health is currently working with multiple partners to prepare for larger-scale drive-up vaccination clinics, as well as partnering with healthcare systems and community clinics. Over 4,000 doses have been administered in Amador to date. Public Health is administering COVID vaccine as quickly as supply is issued from the state. This week, Amador County was only allocated 600 doses of vaccine. Residents 75 years and older are eligible to register for local vaccination clinics, in addition to healthcare workers, first responders, and community outreach workers. Other vaccine clinics are being scheduled for next week and will be announced via e-notification sign-up for Amador County e-notifications. Now, if you're not signed up for that, visit the Amador County website. As more COVID-19 vaccine is allocated and arrives in the county, the county-run points of distribution will be scheduled and posted on the county website. Meanwhile, those 65 and older are encouraged to reach out to their healthcare providers to see if they have any vaccine available.
Well, the Ione City Council has approved a settlement with the State Public Utility Commission over improvement to a railroad crossing near the Wildflower subdivision, avoiding the potential of millions of dollars in fines. Meeting last night, the council voted to approve a settlement agreement with the PUC. At issue, the city of Ione allowing public use of a railroad crossing, which currently provides the only paved road access to the developing Wildflower subdivision, which neighbors Howard Park to the west. The city was cited by an administrative law judge for allowing the public crossing without permission from the PUC Rail Safety Division, a violation for which the city could have been liable for between $365,000, again, $365,000, and $36.5 million. Now, in the end, the agreement has the PUC paid a $10,000 settlement paid for by the Wildflower developer rather than Ione. The developer will also proceed with the construction of a second road access to the development. Now, in other business, the council approved the pay structure for new police chief Jeff Arnold. Arnold, who took office January 1st, will be paid $104,000 per year plus benefits.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Department is still looking for the person or persons who left a pipe bomb in the Valley Springs area last month. According to reports, on January 23rd, around 10:45, sheriff's officials got a call from an East Bay Municipal District employee of a possible pipe bomb off Campo Seco Road placed near a portable restroom. The sheriff's explosive ordnance disposal unit was called to the scene and quickly closed off the area and located the device that appeared to be an air tank commonly used in paintball sports. It was filled with gunpowder, and there was a fuse coming out of the neck. The device appeared to have failed to detonate. Bomb squad investigators determined that if it had gone off, it could have caused some serious injury. Sheriff's officials add that this is an ongoing investigation, and anyone with information regarding the device or the possible suspect are asked to call the Calaveras Sheriff's Department at 754-6500.
And an Ione Community Blood Drive will be held this coming Monday, the 8th, 12:30 to 5:30 at the Evelyn Bishop Hall in Ione, sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance. And for any questions, please contact Christie Roots Insurance, 274-4543. So for more information, call 274-4543. Again, the event sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance. Please bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. All donors must wear a face mask or face covering and adhere to all COVID-19 requirements. Again, that's this coming Monday, 12:30 to 5:30 at Evelyn Bishop Hall in Ione.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.